today. Got a little tapering off of the sun because we'll have some clouds later on, and we got an overnight chance of rain. On the telephone this morning, we welcome back to Hit Me Radio our friend Mr. Dennis DeYoung here this morning. Good morning, sir. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Please pick up your souvenir posters as you leave the radio station.
Yes, please.
Listen, I feel lucky to be on your show today. But I'm bump. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Are you going to sing? Are you going to sing "Lady" for me again, like you did at 7:30 the last time?
I hadn't thought about it. You want me to do that?
No, I'm just kidding.
Smoke the best. Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling.
Yeah, the voice.
Yeah, I know. Listen, and I can still do that?
Yeah.
Underwear, 3 sizes too small.
And you woke up your neighbors. Actually, they're already off and going here. Now, you Windy City guys, you guys get up even earlier than we do.
What time is it? We're on the same time, aren't we? It's 9 o'clock by you?
No, well, almost. It's coming up on it, yeah. But you know
what?
Yeah.
No, we're the same time. I got up for one reason this morning.
Yeah?
To talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
This is Music City, right?
It is Music City, absolutely.
I'm feeling good about it because I'm a musician, so I fit right in here today.
How many times you played the Skirmerhorn? Do you remember?
I never played it.
Yes, you did. You played it about a year or so ago.
Did I?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of the... Are you thinking my buddy Sticks?
Oh, no.
Sticks. They went and played that gig.
No.
I wasn't there that day. I was sick in bed. No, I've never played there. I played, maybe, did I play there?
Yeah.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, yeah. I've got the interview. Do you want to hear the interview?
Dennis DeYoung says, this is the greatest hall I've ever been in, and then a year later, it doesn't remember it.
3 stories of beautiful, great acoustics. The Skirmerhorn Symphony Center is absolutely dynamite. The 28th through the 30th, tickets are on sale. You got to get them to this amazing show. It's going to be absolutely cool. Dennis,
the Nashville Symphony has decided to play with me? Does this show there's a problem in our culture? That's what I'm wondering.
No, I'm telling you. Our Grammy Award-winning National Symphony play with a lot of great
acts. What are they doing with me? Couldn't they think of somebody better?
No.
What's James Taylor doing? I don't know. Let's call him.
No, I'd rather see you.
All right. What's good? Did you see my PBS thing? It's been on there.
I have seen it, yeah. It's really
cool.
They
offered me, I had a national pledge this month all over the country. And they offered me the great performances thing instead, but they said they had to change the title of it to okay performances. So I passed.
Oh, okay.
my performance wasn't quite great enough, so they say, okay, we'll just call it that.
Dennis, I've seen your show. You're fantastic, and stop that, and I don't care what they say. This is going to be a great show.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. We actually played this show in Nashville years and about... I want to say almost 10 years ago, but it wasn't with the Nashville Symphony. We just had some members from the symphony with a bunch of other people that we paid to come up and play. But this is the real deal when you play the Skirmerhorn with the Nashville Symphony. You got something in. I bring my band down there. We're going to do all the hits, all the Sticks hits.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little bit different because we weave some classical tunes like Ravel's Bolero and Mozart's Anaklanenak music. And
nice.
What's the other one? It'll come to me in 25 minutes. We've got about 4 or 5 pieces of classical music that weave right into the Stick songs, and it's quite an experience. I love it. I get to do it about 4 or 5 times a year. And, in fact, I'm going to do it with the Memphis Symphony as well.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm trying to get in with the Martin Symphony, but I don't know how big they are.
Wow. That'll be cool. Yeah.
We're playing with Memphis, and we're going to play with Nashville, and... the show is, I think if you want to see it, if you go to YouTube and you put in Dennis DeYoung with Symphony Orchestra, there's probably some video up there you can take a look at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, I'm excited about this show with our symphony. And the cool thing about this is that I have you done symphony work prior to this symphonic sound like this?
No, I never did. In fact, it was it started in 2000. It was the idea of... at the time, a promoter in Chicago named Tim Orchard, who ran the Rosemont Theater in Chicago, and he came up with the idea of me doing this show by myself with a symphony orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And And because of that, we had such great success with it that he and I became, he's my manager now, and he's my partner. We've been business partners for almost 20 years.
Wow.
It's amazing. I mean, he just came up with the idea, and I thought, you know, my first thought was, when he said, Dennis, I got an idea. You were the 50-piece orchestra playing the music of Styx, and I thought, my first thought was, you know, Tim, every 6 months or so, you got to empty your bong water. I don't know what he was talking about, but, you know, he said, all you have to do, I'll pay for the orchestrations, which is really the most costly part of doing these kinds
of
shows.
Yeah, it really is.
Because the orchestra has to know what notes to play.
Sure.
And he did that, and it was a really big success for all of us. And because of that, he really is the reason that I'm even talking to you on the phone, because after I'd been replaced in Styx in 1999, he came along and offered me this in 2000. And since that time, I've had, you know, a wonderful solo career that I hadn't even planned on. But, you know, I owe a lot to that guy.
Mm, that's really awesome. Good tribute there.
You know, once in a while, people come in your life and they do nice things for you, which is nice, because, you know, so many times in life, as your listeners know, bad things happen to you, mm-hmm. and this is one of the good things. So, you know, my hat's off to him. And plus, you know, I was a huge Beatle fan. He looks a little like Paul McCartney, and he was born in the same hospital as Paul McCartney was born in. Isn't that wild, in Liverpool?
That is wild. Absolutely wild. The tickets that we have to give away here in just a little bit are for Friday night's performance, which is a great date night for Friday. And I know that...
I'm bringing a date.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, my wife.
You better. I know it's getting spring and the doghouse is a little warmer, but it's still chilly out there at night.
I know, but she sings on stage with me. And you want to hear this, kids? We've been married 49 years.
49 now.
Can you believe that?
That's amazing. I've never done anything that long. Except for Bree.
She's standing right next to me right now with a rolling pin.
I gotta ask you this for the fans' sake, primarily. Any opportunity at all for any type of a Styx reunion? Do you ever see that?
Well, I've been seeing it in my dreams for 20 years. You know, the guys, Tommy and J.Y., when you refer to Styx, there's really only two guys in the band that really are still really performing.
Sure.
And they decided to replace me in 1999 when I'd gotten ill. And it's been their decision not to have me back in the band. Mm-hmm. And so I tell the fans what I tell everybody who asks me this question is, I'm in. Let me know. Give mm-hmm. me a date. Give me a time. I'll shine my shoes. I'll floss, mm-hmm. you know, and we'll get out there. And because I think, you know, what Styx fans want more than anything, is to see, you know, those three guys up on that stage one last time. And I've made public and private offers to say, let's do one last tour. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to go on forever.
Yeah.
But so far, you know, there's been a silence. In fact, hey, if you're listening out there, I know Tommy lives there. He lives in Nashville now.
He does?
Tommy Shaw and Jeannie, his wife.
Okay.
Hey, Tommy, Jeannie, give me a call. I'm ready.
There you go.
But on this show that we're doing coming, what's next week, right? Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
That's correct. Yes.
That'll just be me. And like I said, I'll be singing all those songs, Lady Babe, Best of Times, Come Sail Away, Don't Let It End, Mr. Roboto, you name it. We even thrown in the Blue Collar Man and Renegade Too Much Time.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a hit pick show. I've got this band. Go to my Facebook page or my website, DennisDeYoung.com, and you can see the video of what you're going to see that night if you haven't seen the PBS thing, which the people down in Nashville have been kind enough. I have to apologize. The PBS in Nashville, I was supposed to have been in studio last Tuesday live to do the pledge, but man, I got that thing that was going around,
mm-hmm.
and I had to cancel one concert, but I'm better now. So my apologies to PBS, but they ran the thing I did out in Phoenix PBS, which was the national pledge thing, which was, we had a great time doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's part of the episodes that I seen of it. And they were asking for donations, which I always absolutely love. PBS is a great, great organization. And if you could help them out there at any time, I always urge folks to do that. So before we let you go here this morning, I asked you before we went on the air, and you need to tell me and tell the fans what your favorite Styx song is.
Well, you know, you asked me that, and I thought, well, my knee-jerk response is always Come Sail Away, because it seems to have great meaning to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know. Do you guys have Best of Times there, too?
Yes.
Well, you know, people hear Come Sail Away a lot, don't they?
They hear that. We play them all. We got Best of Times, Mr. Roboto, Too Much Time on My Hands, you know, Lorelei. We play Babe.
You pick. I'm going to let you pick.
Me?
You choose. Which one would you like to hear?
I asked you.
I would say Come Sail Away, because that way you can go to the bathroom, because it's 6 minutes long.
There you go. Absolutely. Give it up for Dennis DeYoung here this morning, and get your tickets. And that's actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 28th through the 30th. Our tickets that we have to give away, Dennis, are for the 29th.
If I'm there Friday and Saturday and Sunday, that's a mistake, right? Because I'll be late.
Yeah, you will. Very, very much so on Thursday night.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sorry, kid.
Have a wonderful day. Travel safe. Can't wait to see you here in the Music City, brother.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Styx. Dennis DeYoung coming to Skirmerhorn with Hippie Radio.